אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם. We are studying the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 53. Item 53, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And now we shall explain the order of the clothing of the Partsufim, Galgalta, Ab, and Sag, Avak, on each other. Know that each lower one emerges from the masach of the guf of the upper one once it has been purified and has equalized its form with the malchut and the masach in the rosh. This is so because then it is included in the masach at the rosh in the zivug of haka'ainit. And once it undergoes the zivug of haka'ah in the two reshimot, in the two records, aviyut and hitlabshut, that remain in the masach of guf, its coarseness, its aviyut, is recognized as aviyut of guf. Through this recognition, it is discerned that the level emerges from the rosh of the first partsuf of Ak and descends and clothes its guf, meaning at her root, since she is from the masach of guf. Indeed, the masach, the screen with the mating malchut of the new partsuf, had to descend to the place of tabur of the first partsuf, since the screen of the guf there with the ending malchut of the first partsuf begins there. The root, also the root of the new partsuf and its grip are there. Yet the last phase of coarseness has vanished from the screen by its bitush of the surrounding light with the internal life, and only coarseness of the third phase remained at the masach. This third phase of coarseness is called chazeh. Hence, the masach, the screen, and the mating malchut of the new partsuf have no grip and root in the tabul of the upper one, but only in its chazeh, where it is attached like a branch to its root.
So what are we seeing here? We see that we have the upper light, which comes to the desire. The desire begins here from Peovosh. The upper light wants to enter the desire, but it can't. It cannot, because there is a masach here. This place is called Pe. And now the Masach, it stands here, Masach, rejects it. This is direct light, this is reflected light. And then he sees how much can he receive in order to bestow. Then he receives. This is called inner light. When he receives a part of the direct light, and then what exists, what remains outside, the surplus remains as surrounding light. And it pressures the partsuf from outside to receive it within. This pressure that exists from the surrounding light and the inner light on that place called tabul, this pressure, the partsuf cannot withstand it, then it purifies. And then, just like here, where there is in Rosh, the Ochozer, so here too there is the ascent of the light back to the emanator, the departure of the lights from within outwards. And this departure goes through all the states, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh, until the whole Masach is purified. And then the Masach that stood here below in the Tabul, it goes up to the Peh of Rosh. So this way it expels all of the desires from the Peh to the Tabul, all of the lights that fill the desires. And then it comes back with all the reshimot that it has from all the reshimot that exist from everything that happened here inside the Potsuf, comes back to the Peh of Rosh and is included there in the upper light that is always in the Peh of Rosh, and then it starts a coupling by striking with it, and the next coupling. So, instead of coarseness level 4 that it had, now it's coarseness level 3 that becomes revealed. And then he makes the coupling by striking over coarseness level 3, makes a calculation. So there's a calculation here, the direct light, the reflected light. This is called the Rosh of the Potsuf, meaning the next portion that it is going to receive in order to bestow. That's its Peh here. All of this is called Rosh. And then it receives as much as it can in order to bestow, which is the Toch, just like there is Toch here. There's Toch here as well. All of this is Toch. And it expands until the Tabu. And then it purifies again by the bitush of inner light and surrounding light, rises to the Peh of Rosh, and moves on to the next Potsuf. And this is how the Potsufim are born from one to the other. We can give examples from this world that, let's say, yesterday I could do something to bestow to someone, today I can't really do that, so then I do less, but each time I try, time and time again, to make actions in order to bestow as much as I can, until we come to a point where if we had 100% of the possible masach here, just of the potential masach, not that we actually had a masach over the whole desire. It was only for, say, 20% the masach. But all in all, from the 100% that we had, okay, it's not to confuse you. From 20% of Masach that I had, all the way to 0% of Masach. This is the descent of the world. It's Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And when the Masach ends, then there is a special shattering here that is also called, that is called this world. I'll even draw this as a person, as a human being. So it's clear to us there is no Masach here. It's a certain kind of existence. We call it biological existence. We'll talk about that later. Okay. All right. So let's read again, item 53.
Yes, item 53 again. And now we shall explain the order of the clothing of the Parzufim. Galgalta, Ab, and Sag Avak on each other. Know that each lower one emerges from the screen of the goof of the upper one, once it has been purified and has equalized its form with the Malchut and the Masach, the screen. This is so because then it is included in the screen at the Rosh, in the Zivug of Haka'ah in it. And once it undergoes the Zivug of Haka'ah in the two records, the two Reshimot of Aviyut and Hitlabshut, that remains in the screen of the Guf. Its Aviyut is recognized as the Aviyut of the Guf. And through this recognition, it is discerned that the level emerges from the Rosh of the first Pertsuf of Avak, descends and clothes its Guf, meaning at her root, since she is from the screen of Guf. Indeed, the screen with the mating malchut of the new Partsuf had to descend to the place of Tabur of the first Partsuf, since the screen of Guf with the ending malchut of the first Partsuf begins there. Also, the root of the new Partsuf and its grip are there. Yet, the last phase of Aviyut has vanished from the screen by the bitush of internal light and surround light, and only the coarseness of the third phase remained in the screen. This third phase of Aviyut is called Chazeh. Hence, the screen and the mating malchut of the new Partsuf have no hold and root in the tabu of the upper one, but only in its chazeh, where it is attached like a branch to its root.
Okay. So quickly, short questions, short answers. Moscow 4.
Why is the Partsuf Ab completely not using the Rosh of the Partsuf Galgalta?
He has nothing that has to do with the Rosh of Galgalta. There are much higher desires and thoughts than Ab, who doesn't reach that. It's like a little child who cannot understand what's in the mind of the adult. Latin 7.
Latin 7.
How could it be that from the state of Ein Sof, it moves to Galgalta in which it receives 20% if it had 100% before that?
Because in Ein Sof, it received just for itself, then discovered that this kind of reception pushes him away from the Creator, doesn't agree with that, and therefore he stops receiving. This is called Tzimtzum. Then he decides that he can make actions in order to bestow to the Creator, just as the felt the Creator bestowing to him in Ein Sof. And then he makes the calculation, the Partsuf Galgalta emerges. The Busha we spoke about is what stops him and directs him now to do actions to bestow.
Mach 3.
Understood? Mach 3.
Hello, Rav and World Kli. The Tabu of Ab relative to the Toch of Galgalta, where is it in what Sfira?
We can't say. We don't have the discernments. We'll talk about that more.
One.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, то, что вот эти парцуфы Ab, Sak, они выходят в рамках уже Guf.
the fact that these partsufim, absag, emerge in the framework of the goof of Galgalta, what does that mean?
That Galgalta is the partsuf of Keter, and on it, all the other partsufim in all of the worlds are clothed. They all take from Galgalta desires and realize those desires that Galgalta herself couldn't do, because she's only working with her greatest desire.
No, pity time.
Pity two.
What does it mean that the aviut from the goof, it happened from the screen from the Masach of Goof? He writes
again
that the aviut is aviut of goof, and this recognition is very important here. He says that this is how you understand where...
Yes, because then the Potsuf understands who is it, who is he, what is he in terms of receiving the light in order to bestow, and by that he better understands in what aviut he really is, and that's why next time he receives less than before. Because for him, the desires and thoughts and everything that happens is a lot greater than what it used to be. What it was. Patsuf Ab is much more materialized than Galgalta. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, the direct light that the lower one performs a coupling on the Rosh, where does it receive it from?
Receives it through the upper Potsufim, but it was never apparent in the vessels. It only appears in him now. PT 17.
Rav, is it possible to explain why the third phase of Aviyut is equal to the point of Chazeh?
The aspect of Gimel, phase 3 of Aviyut, how does Ab stands in the Chazeh of Galgalta?
That might be a little clear.
No, it can't be what you're asking, the way you ask it. You're asking how Bchina Gimel, what? Bchina Gimel is... does not equal Bchina Gimel.
It's written that this Bchina Gimel, the third phase of Yud, of coarseness, the screen did not remain it other than the third phase of Yud, and it is called the Chazer, or the point of Chazer.
Yes, but you cannot compare between the Potsufim, the upper and lower, and say this is that. You can say that the Pe of Ab clothes the Chazeh of Galgalta externally. We're going to learn what it is, what that means.
Well,
I'll tell you. Look, bit by bit, you'll start seeing what happens here in the Potsufim, but it's not that we can stick this Potsuf to that Potsuf and compare them. No, each and every Potsuf is a whole world in and of itself. It has its own will to receive. And if Galgalta is working, it's exactly not like Ab, not in terms of lights, not in terms of vessels, desires, screens. So we'll talk about it.
Can I ask something else, Rav?
Quickly.
The Rosh of Partsuf Ab sits between the Pe of Galgalta and the Chazeh of Galgalta.
Yes.
Why is it specifically so?
Why is it that that's how it is? Because that's according to the degree of youth that exists in Ab as opposed to Galgalta. That's it. Yes, Gilad.
No, what Moshe asked, why in Galgalta, the third phase in Galgalta is called Chazeh?
That's what the phase 3 of Galgalta is called. It's Chazeh. And there's also phase 2 and 1 and root, and they all end at Tabu of Galgalta, from the Pe to the Tabu, the inner discernments of Galgalta. So the lesser discernment from the Pe of Galgalta is at the Chazeh.
בסדר. טוב.
Okay.
כן, אנחנו באות נון דלת.
Okay, read on.
Yes, we're in item 54. Hence, the screen of the new Partsuf descends to the place of the Chazeh of the first Partsuf, where it elicits 10 Sfirot of Rosh from it and above it through a Zivug of Hakaa with the upper light up to the Peh of the upper one, which is Malchut of Rosh of the first Partsuf. But the lower one cannot clothe the 10 Sfirot of Rosh of the upper Partsuf at all, since it is considered merely the Masach of Guf of the upper one. Subsequently, it produces 10 Sfirot from above downward, called the 10 Sfirot of Guf, at the toch and sof of the lower one, and their place is only from chazeh of the upper partsuf down to its tabur, since from tabur down is the place of the 10 sfirot of the siyum of the upper one, which is p'china dalet, the fourth phase, and the lower one has no hold on the last p'china of the upper one, since it loses it during its purification. For this reason, that lower partsuf, which is called the partsuf of chokhmah of ak, or the partsuf ab of ak, must end above the tabur of the first partsuf of ak. Thus, it has been thoroughly clarified that any rosh toch sof of a partsuf, of the partsuf ab of ak, which is the lower one of the first partsuf of ak, stand from the place below the peh of the first partsuf down to its tabur. Thus, the chazeh of the upper of the first partsuf is the place of the peh of rosh of the partsuf ab, meaning the mating malchut, and the tabur of the first partsuf is the place of siyum raglin of partsuf ab, that is, the ending malchut.
Shilot.
Questions.
תקרא שוב.
שוב, read again.
Again, item 54. Hence, the Masach of the new Partsuf descends to the place of the Chazeh of the first Partsuf, where it elicits 10 Sfirot of Rosh from it and above it through a Zivug of Hakaa with the upper light up to the Peh of the upper one, which is the Malchut of the Rosh of the first Partsuf. However, the lower one cannot clothe the 10 Sfirot of Rosh of the upper Partsuf at all, since it is considered merely the Masach of Guf of the upper one. Subsequently, it produces 10 Sfirot from above downward, which are called the 10 Sfirot of Guf at the Toch and the Sof of the lower one. Their place is from the Chazeh of the upper Partsuf down to its Tabur. Since from Tabur down is the place of the 10 Sfirot of the Siyum of the upper one, which is the fourth phase, p'china dalet, and the lower one has no hold of the last p'china of the upper one, since it loses it during its refinement, hizdakhut. For this reason, that lower partsuf, which is called the partsuf chokhma of ak, or the partsuf ab of ak, must end above the tabur of the first partsuf of ak. Thus it has been thoroughly clarified that any rosh toch sof of the partsuf ab of ak, which is the lower one of the first Partsuf of Ak, stand from the place below the peh of the first Partsuf down to its tabur. Thus, the chazeh of the first Partsuf is the place of peh of Rosh of Partsuf Ab, meaning the mating Malchut. And the tabur of the first Partsuf is the place of Siyum Raglin of Partsuf Ab, meaning the ending Malchut.
I see we don't have questions here, but it might be because it's not understood. The upper light, I repeat, the upper light enters the desire, reaches the Peh of Rosh, makes the coupling by striking in the Peh of Rosh. And then the Masach that stands in the Peh of Rosh throws it backwards, meaning it doesn't want to receive anything. From beginning to connect with the upper light here at the Rosh of the Partsuf, starts understanding that the desire of the upper one is to fulfill it, to give it everything, and that's why it makes the calculation and receives from the peh to the tabu as much as possible, that is, seizes how much it's capable of, and then he receives in order to bestow. This is called opnimi, inner light. What remains outside is surrounding light.
Bitabur nasa bitosh.
From the tabu comes the bitush of the inner light and surrounding light, and then it purifies back to the Peh of Rosh with all the reshimot that it has in the Rosh. So it's in the Peh of Rosh with all the reshimot that it has in the guf, also goes to the Peh of Rosh, and then makes a calculation, what can it do? And then it decides that it's going to receive in order to bestow, and this is what happens next. That
he
lowers his masach to a smaller degree. If it was on level 4, now it's level 3. This place is called Chazeh. Chazeh. And here is the new Peh of Ab. This is Potsuf Ab, and this is Galgalta. And so that's how he makes the coupling by striking over Ab and expands only to the Tabu. Only the Tabu can't go backward, downwards, because not even Galgalta has the power to expand here and receive in order to bestow. So here remains a vacant space, empty of light. So Ab, the next second Potsuf, only spreads to the tabur of Galgalta. And after that, also comes the bitush, what it didn't receive, forces it to purify, it purifies back to the Peh of Rosh, and then descends to the chazeh of Partsuf Ab. And the new Partsuf is now created, called Sag. And it receives in order to bestow as much as it can. So, Peh of Rosh of Sag stands exactly at the Chazeh of Ab. And so it is with all the Partsufim, Galgalta Absag, there's also Mind Bone, doesn't matter right now, we'll learn that. That's it. Item 55.
Item 55. As has already been explained regarding the order of the emergence of the Partsuf Ab from the first Partsuf of Ak, it is the same in all the Partsufim, the end of the world of Asiya. Each lower one emerges from the Masach of Guf of its upper one after it has been purified and included in the Masach of Malchut of Rosh of the upper one in the Zivug of Haka'ah there, and afterwards it descends from there to its gripping point in the Guf of the upper one, and elicits the 10 Sfirot of Rosh from below upward in its place through a Zivug of Haka'ah with the upper light. Also, it expands from above downward into the 10 Sfirot of Guf in Toch and Sof, as has been explained in Partsuf Ab of Ak. Yet, there are differences concerning the end of the Partsuf as it is written elsewhere.
This is what he wants to tell us. No more. In truth, we need to attain that between us in all of our spiritual work. Because as much as we can learn from the book, we need to feel how these actions happen internally. All right? Good. Now, Africa.
Is there an experiential difference in how the Rosh and Toch experience the light? It would seem that in the Toch there is some sort of a manifestation with which actions of bestowal can be performed.
Truth is that all the actions happen at the Rosh of the Partsuf. The Guf performs it, but the connection between the Partsufim is actually through the Rosh. Everything is clarified in thought, as it's written.
In what is the sensation of the upper world revealed? Can we say it's revealed in the Toch? Or is this a completely wrong question?
It's a correct question, but I can't answer it yet, because no one who's listening to us right now has the exact revelation of what is Toch and Sof, so that might only bring confusion. So I'm very cautious here not to say redundant things. Technically, I can explain 1,000 things here. You can see it from the books, from our previous lessons, everything that I've written. But the problem is I don't want to confuse you. And I also don't want you to go too deep into the technicalities. It's not going to help you if you're not going to do all these actions in the group. Because otherwise, everything that we're going to learn right now will just stay on the digital screen. It has to be written on the tablets of your heart, meaning the desires. We have to actualize it, and the amount of knowledge doesn't help you go closer to bestowal. No, it doesn't work.
Sorry, Rav. Can I just ask another additional question about the purification of the lower masach? The nekudot or the otiot, do they represent a state of the toch in a restricted form, or is it a completely different system?
No, we haven't. Yeah.
Repeat
the end of the question again.
Do the nekudot or the otiot represent the state of the toch in a restricted form, or is it a completely different system that is made?
No.
the Tanta, Tamim Nekudot Tagin Otiot, that's about the data that we get after the Paltzuf purifies. Before it purifies, we don't see anything related to the Tanta, because there's still light. And Teamim Nekudot Tagin Otiot are impressions from what used to be after after the light departed. Okay, 55 we read? Yeah? Okay. So we can do a few more questions, maybe.
Latin 2.
Latin 2. Latin 1.
Gracias, Rab. Esta purificación, yo lo entendí.
Thank you, Rav. This purification, the refinement, I understood it well when you talked about the on the flesh, and then it purifies from 4 to 3. But here it's written that 10 sefirot emerge in the Rosh. Is this the calculation that now causes me, now I'm going to go eat a salad, and because of that I'm coming with the third coarseness in the screen? The sefirot that are emerging in the Rosh, do they cause me to decide that now I need to lower and only eat the salad?
Vaday sheken.
Of course, the Rishimot come to the top of the Rosh of the new Pratzuf, and they are integrated with the Masach. They give data to the Masach, and accordingly the Masach decides how much it's going to receive in order to bestow now. And according to the Rishimot that remain from the previous Pratzuf, it decides everything is according to the Rishimot. If the Rishimot would disappear from the Pratzuf, the Pratzuf wouldn't know what to do. It's like you take a person and you zap him with electricity. And let's say it burns all of his memories from his previous, everything before in his life. So he wouldn't know what to do. Not even how to carry himself around, walk, hold his hands and legs. Everything is only happening according to the Rishimot.
Cuando la pantalla llega al Pe de Rosh de nuevo,
but it's written that when the Masach comes to Pe of Rosh again of the previous Pratzuf, there 10 sefirot are created in the Rosh. So how is that connected to the salad and the meat? The moment where I decide that with the 10 sefirot now I'm going down and trying to do it in a lesser coarseness. Is this what causes everything?
What you have from the previous Partsuf, only according to this data, you're now taking decisions. You don't find these things out of thin air. It's the upper light. Also, it only activates you, but what does it activate? What you have from the previous Paltzuf.
Tov. No.
Okay. Siberia.
Спасибо, Раф. Расскажите, а тот высший свет, который приходит в Паltzuf.
Thank you, Rav. Tell me, that upper light that comes to the Paltzuf Ab, is it the surrounding light of the previous Pratzuf?
No, it's, we'll talk about it. It's not, it doesn't matter to us whether it's surrounding light from the previous Pratzuf or not. Of course it goes through all the Pratzufim, but it still remains the abstract upper light. The abstract upper light. It's a good question. You still need to think about it.
Moscow 1.
Будет ли подобным примером сказать, что такой порядок выхода порцов?
Would it be the correct, suitable example to say that the order of these emergence of these parzufim says that in the Rosh of the Galgalti you make a calculation of what's future to happen, and in the Rosh of Ab, there's a calculation of what's happening practically.
I don't
understand. Each Rosh works according to the data that's in it, from itself and from what it feels from the upper light. And it decides what it can do in order to bestow. How much can it receive? How much can it identify with the upper light? Problem is that the request here is very simple. How much can I identify with the Creator? How can I bestow to Him the way He wants to bestow to me? That's what's in the Rosh. And this problem is what it wants to solve.
Peter 1.
We'll build now a prayer after the lesson. It's not always simple. How what we just learned now assures, and how can we use it practically in the 10 to build the prayer? Let's say on the peh and the emergence of it going down to the goof of the partsuf, is it even more desires of the friends? How can we implement this practically now as we build the prayer?
I wouldn't do that. It will confuse you. It will pull you away from doing actions in your heart, in your desire, and it will just take you to the drawing. You're not building some machine. You need to connect our hearts and minds together to bestow to the Creator. So you don't want to try to do this. Now you still don't have the feeling of what each and every element from these drawings is called. It's a lot more complicated, just like our life is. So this is a billion times more complicated. I wouldn't tell you to do it like that. No. Typically, people who do that just stay in this engineering. They become engineers and nothing more. We need to receive it within, in our desires, and only in an inner, practical way to realize it. Don't think about the Patsufim too much. Think about how you make it happen in the group. Otherwise, it's going to be wisdom. The knowledge is greater than the deeds. Okay, and we'll conclude with that.
And as we're about to end, we will just announce that today it's a vacation day in Israel, and so we're going to also have an afternoon lesson today at 1:45 p.m. Israel time. We will have a lesson preparation and the lesson itself from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Israel time.
For women as well.
For women as well. So we'll conclude with a song.
Everybody here, a broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here, sharing one heart. They are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world. Chance for love to go around the world. Let everybody hear. A broken heart is clear. How's everybody seeing what all the wars can bring? Love will be the choice. A song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the is here sharing one heart. There are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day, all around the world, around the world, all around the world. Around the world, around the world, around the world.